What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
Woo, we're in Palm Springs.
20 whatever. It's like in the Kardashians when they'd be like, Khloe and Kim take New York.
Yeah.
20 whatever takes Palm Springs.
Exactly. Obviously, we have a set change here. As you can see, it's giving luxe. It's giving bougie.
This whole Airbnb, I think by the time this episode is out, the vlogs will be out too.
Oh,
since
right.
It's Vlogmas, we've got the quick turnaround.
Right.
The whole like aesthetic of this Airbnb is like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, stunning. It's very neutral, like clean looking, like, you know, Architectural Digest.
Yes. This looks like it. Photos of this would be in like a coffee table book.
100%.
Yes.
And I would buy that.
Whoever designed this house, I need you to design mine as
yeah.
well.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
So we came out here for the Schultzy team end of year retreat. So it is the three of us as well as, I think that, and we have 16 people, right?
There's 16 people on the team?
No. Like here
on
the trip.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
So there's eight team members. And then I think about half of the people brought plus ones. And then also my parents came.
Okay. Right, so. Right.
That's a full house, girl.
Yeah. We should do a full house parody for that.
We should.
But
we should.
We did our Christmas full house parody.
We did. That would be a funny one, though, to do. I'm going to just, like, reuse the sound and do it again for the house. Not even tell them that we're filming. You could just, like,
get little clips of that.
Yeah. That would be cute. And I don't know if you can hear, but my voice.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
You guys, I've been having too much fun, and it's showing. It's showing right now, so.
I started losing my voice last night, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you guys. Like, my voice is going to be so scratchy on the podcast, but. P, I think you take the cake.
I think you take it, yeah.
Last night while we were playing games still, I had like a spoon and like a honey thing and I just kept scooping and scooping. Listen, this is better than last night, actually.
What do you think pushed it over the edge? Was it the singing Pitch Perfect in the jacuzzi? Was it the...
Overall just like yelling?
The screaming, the yelling, the hooting and hollering during White Elephant?
Right.
Honestly, I think maybe White Elephant did it. Like after that, my voice was just like...
Yeah.
You guys ended up with the best and most interesting White Elephant gifts at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was really trying to sell that. What is it? Elephant?
The pig. Peppa.
Peppa. We did name it Peppa Pig.
You were trying to sell her like she wasn't a part of the family, which was crazy to me.
And you were trying to keep it. And I was like, I don't want.
I want to see Peppa in every vlog. Like aesthetic shots of like you like light, like.
Lighting a candle,
and I'm like, and then like opening your laptop, and then Peppa.
You know when like in like movies and stuff when they arrange something, but like they don't actually, and it's literally just like, that's gonna be me with Peppa. I'm just gonna be like,
I want to see Peppa like lurking in the background. Like I want like treat it like it's like a horror movie,
right?
Like she saw.
It's like just slow zoom on Peppa, and I'm like talking about something really serious,
and I mean it on God. If someone would have stolen it from you, my goal was to steal.
You were gonna
it.
Steal like, it back
because I was the last person. I was 14, so I was like, I'm going to steal Peppa back. So I want her. Once I laid eyes on her,
you
I was
knew
like, she was, needs to go in our backyard. Which is
why
she's beautiful, and I know that you feel a way because of her udders. But listen, those babies give.
Also, why would they put udders on a pig? What is that about?
I was with Kenzie when she bought that. We were at Goodwill and we were just looking for the most like out of pocket things. She's like looking at a bunch of different stuff. There was this giant ceramic marlin, like a giant fish. And she was going to go with that. And then she saw Peppa and she was like,
good choice.
This is it. This is it.
I hate it because I honestly feel like because of the size and like the weight of like the fish that you guys saw, I probably would have ended up with that.
The fish instead.
The fish. Anyway, like I would have get. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Because I picked up the gift and I was like, oh, I like the weight of this.
Yes.
That's what drew me to it. Well, jokes on me.
Because no fish in our house.
Yeah. No. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's scared of the fish. Mm.
Mm. I did end up with what Sierra gave. The lobster.
Yes.
Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Larry.
And what does he say?
Hot and steamy.
Yes. Did you get that at Goodwill?
I did get that at Goodwill. I did. That.
Tell me about like going to Goodwill. Like you went to Goodwill for intentions of
just White Elephant.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. That's like, so we've been doing White Elephant gift exchanges in my family for my entire life. Usually I would find something around the house, but if I don't have anything that I think is up to the standard, because like I want the laughs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
But I also want it to be coveted. Like I want someone to steal it. Like my White Elephant gift last year at TJ Maxx. And it was two frogs hugging and grabbing each other's asses.
I would have loved awesome. That.
It was so awesome. And it did get stolen. Mm. I was like, someone wanted the frogs playing grab ass.
Yeah.
Right. I want the frogs playing. Yeah,
you want everyone fighting over your gift, but not trying to give up the one you gave.
Yes.
Right.
And like exactly. Watching people try to get rid of your gift, you're like, oh ouch. My God.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Right.
So. Anyways, we are on day two of the team retreat. So, right, voices are weak, but spirits are high. We have been having an absolute blast.
Yes.
And we thought it would be fun to, while we have everyone in this house and we're doing a podcast here, do like little like speed dating interviews, essentially.
Yes. And there's a lot of people that you guys are going to meet that you don't know, you know?
I know.
A couple of very people. Special friends.
Special friends.
Special a couple of friends. What's that?
From the Kazoo Kid video? No one? Special friends.
Jess put her hand up. I think she knows.
Jess knows.
You forced me to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll force you next.
Oh, goody.
Awesome.
Great. I love that for me.
But
who is our first guest?
Our first guest is Rachel. So Rachel is my lovely, lovely editor, the badass bitch with the purple hair.
Yes.
So let's, without further ado, welcome to the hot seat, Rachel.
So Rachel.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
I've been dreaming of this moment.
Oh my God.
Give us the tea. How has the trip been?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can I swear?
Yes.
I was like, I'm about to say fucking incredible, and I was like, I can say fucking.
Yes, you can.
You can say it.
Okay, fucking incredible. Honestly, I mean, I can't decide what, I think the best part has been the food, but then I'm like, no, because like the hammocks, but then like, no, because like the hot tub. It's like, it's just like everything is amazing. So it's been the best. And I had my first White Elephant last night.
Yes. Week.
Your first one ever.
My first one ever.
How did you enjoy that?
I feel like we came out on top because we got the Boba Fett poster.
There's some controversy about
that. Yeah, I know you guys were pissed off about
there's
it.
There's some tension on this couch right here.
For sure,
thank
for
goodness
sure.
There's a table separating us.
Yeah, right. She's about to leap over there.
But I'm not going to fight my man's battles. He can speak for himself later when
You know what? We made up in a hot tub last night because we were belting Pitch Perfect. And like, I feel like we really bonded. So
oh,
he forgave
good.
Me.
Okay.
It
good.
Was good. So funny. It was Rachel, Mario, and your Ryan singing Pitch Perfect, like getting all the harmonies. And Steven and Jess, who have never seen it, just like
vibing.
Yeah.
Vibing.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't even know what I was doing. I was just loving every
I'm
moment.
So sorry I missed it. I died. Like, I died what? Last night. I missed it. I'm
yeah,
sad.
You just like disappeared.
I was not.
I was like, wait a minute, where's Ryan?
She is gone.
Yeah.
So, yes, Rachel is my editor. Rachel and I have been working together. You were one of the first people on my team.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Long time.
Weird.
Did I ever tell you guys how I met Rachel and like hired her?
No, give me the
tea. I don't know.
So, I did a series on my channel like 5 years. It's been like 5 years, right?
I think when we first met, it was like 2017.
Yeah, 2017. Oh, wow. I wasn't married yet, I don't think, which is crazy. Or maybe I just got married.
Maybe, yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
So I was doing this series on my channel called Confidence Makeover, where I would cast from my audience to like come and I'd go shopping with them and we'd do like a whole makeover. And I was looking through the submissions and I saw this really cool girl with purple hair. She had purple hair too then.
Different kind of purple.
Different purple.
Light purple.
Lavender.
And you just were so like captivating. Like you were so interesting and you talked really openly about how your struggle with your, you know, body image and eating disorder had really changed the way that you view clothes.
Oh, totally.
And I was just like, this girl is so cool. I want to be her friend. And also like, what an amazing story to share with so many viewers who've had that same experience.
Can I tell you, I like still occasionally go back and watch that video. Do you really? Like, it just gives me good vibes. Everything about that video makes me so happy. And that day I remember shooting like with the team that you had at the time and like everyone was just so I was so nervous. I was like, what is this going to be? Like, I've never really met a YouTuber before. Like, right. What if she's totally different in real life? But you weren't. And like everyone was so I just like had the best day. Yes. And when I watch it, I like remember that.
I haven't gone back and watched it. And now I really, really want to.
It's worth it. It's worth
I
want to
watch it.
Yeah, I
remember the series, but I don't think I watched that one.
The energy in, I mean, I liked all of them, but the energy in ours was really
good. It was really fun. Yeah. And a big part of the video was like, she is a professional woman. She's a boss. So like, how do we incorporate her like fun, edgy style into like office wear?
Right.
Yeah. And one of the things we talked about, she's like, oh yeah, I work in post-production. So if you ever decide to hire an editor, because I had never had anyone but me edit my videos. She was like, I'm a viewer. I know your style. And also obviously like I'm a professional editor.
Shoot that shot, baby.
That's so cool though. She like knows
that's your style.
She consumed it. So like you like, already know the vibe and you know what like people want.
Yeah, right.
That's so special.
And it was pretty seamless when I started, I think. Like it didn't take long for us to get into a groove.
Yeah. It was like 6 months later. Like I had that seed planted in my head, but I was still like, and I'm sure you guys know because you guys edit all your own stuff too. Yeah. It's like that's like your baby. And you can't imagine that anyone else could get it.
Right.
And I would talk to my other creator friends. And they'd be like, yeah, you know, like I've gone through like six editors because they just don't understand YouTube. Like to find a professional editor who understands like cutting a vlog is so different than like a TV show.
Oh, 100%.
But you understood.
And it's also
watch a lot of vlogs.
Yes.
Yeah. You know Sierra's beats, you know? Like every person has their own timing and their own comedy. So you already know your beats and stuff. That's so cool.
You have, and then you just, I was able to like ramp up my production so much because I had so much more time. And like, you just understood
at the beginning, there was a lot of videos going out at the beginning.
I was doing two a week.
That's right.
And also
on the main channel?
Yeah. Two a week on the main channel.
So you were doing five videos a week?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I don't know how I did it. I could not do it now.
No, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah. But I mean, obviously it paid off. Like you have been grinding the fuck like forever. Like you've been doing the damn thing.
Your mother straight up this morning at breakfast was like, I mean, back when like we didn't have like a lot, we were talking about Vlogmas. We were talking about Vlogmas and that's how we got in the conversation with your mother. And she was like, I remember when Sierra first starting, she was doing about 80 hours a week. I was like, shut
There was
up.
A lot of content.
She straight up, she said 80 hours. I said, holy goodness. She's like, yeah, I don't know how she did. I'm like, well, that's why she's the queen.
That's why we're all here.
That's why we're all here.
I loved it so much. And I don't think I had like the vision that it could ever be this of like me getting to work with my friends and rent a freaking mansion in Palm Springs for us all to like brainstorm for the next year. Like I never could have seen that, but I just loved it so much. And so I like put in that passion time and now I kind of do get to like sit back a little bit more and work like 25-hour weeks.
Well, you get to see the fruits of your labor.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I think, especially in something like this, like last year too, you like sat down and you saw us all. We were all like, you know, because like, you're like, wow, like, I will toot your horn for you. You did the damn thing.
You did.
And we're all here and have all these special connections with each other and like work and stuff because of you.
Because of you.
Dang, you guys.
Not seeing her cry.
I know. No. Zero days. 0 days. Since
no, but a huge part of being able to grow like that was bringing Rachel on because you were like, it was just me at that time. It was me and Skylar.
You and Skylar.
And that was it. And so being able to have someone else to help with. And now you've grown into like so much more than just an editor too.
I'm emotional support.
Right.
Pre-production.
Yeah,
no. Pre-production. All the stuff.
Yeah.
We've also this week been brainstorming like all the things that Rachel can do for new projects.
Yeah, you guys might be seeing a lot more of me, so I hope you like the purple hair.
Yeah.
The purple hair is staying.
And you just got married.
I just got married.
Let's talk wedding
thing. Oh my God, wait, it was 3 months yesterday since I got married.
Oh, I love that. Congrats.
How's Q1 of the marriage?
Q1 of the marriage is top notch. We've been together for 7 years, but I will say like the last 3 months have felt like the honeymoon period all over again, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. That. We're obsessed with each other and it's gross it. And I love him and it's just gross. Like, what? I'm with a man.
No, honestly, it's embarrassing. It, like, no. I feel this.
It's embarrassing, but I love him.
No, but right. Like, what? No, I know. It's.
But mom, I love him.
Right.
I get it.
I love that.
No, it's amazing. Auntie, you were at the wedding.
I was. It was. I. Everyone is so annoyed with me because I will not shut up about how beautiful and emotional and sweet their wedding was. Like, really, you felt that love and that connection. And I mean, not to like be this person, but I do think sometimes you go to a wedding and you're like, oh, they're getting married to get married, you know?
Right. Like, are they in love?
Like, yeah. Like, the, oh, know? This is the next or step in, like the, step. The, in the relationship.
Yeah.
But with you two, it was so clear that this was something you guys wanted to do purely out of love.
Oh, yeah.
And affection and that you don't need that to spend your life together, but you just love each other so much that you want to do that and spend your life together.
Oh, I'm glad that was the impression. That's definitely how we feel. And I mean, we're very biased, but it was like the best day of our lives. So when we hear that other people had a good time, we're like, oh, thank God.
Oh, I had a blast.
Love that.
I first of all, it was my first time meeting your parents, and I freaking love your parents.
They're an interesting character.
They're awesome. And your friends, we were at such a fun table too.
Listen, I watched the vlog and I was like, this is lit. Like, lit. I FOMO for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm almost done with the wedding video, so you guys can all watch it.
Yeah. Do we get sent like screeners in the mail?
Yeah.
You know, how
yeah, yeah. For like, yes. Oscars. Yes. For like the Oscars. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can get my For Your Consideration DVD of my wedding.
Well, yes. Okay. Thank you.
DVD or Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So in addition to editing for me, you also have your own channel, which you've been doing for a really, really long time.
I do. I just got it demonetized.
No.
Because I took a 6-month break, and apparently if you do that, they take your monetization away. I didn't know that. But anyway,
well, yes. Go to Rachel's channel. Link in the description.
Yeah.
Get that monetization back.
I am doing a version of Vlogmas right now. But yeah, no, I've had my channel since 2016, I think, because I originally started it when I was a year out of recovery from anorexia, and I had like learned all this information, and I felt like my life had been changed by a lot of content that I'd consumed on YouTube and like the internet at that time. And so I was like, I can contribute because it happened. I did it. I recovered. And that's how it all started. And then I got really popular with the recovery stuff. But I've been recovered now for 7 years. And
wow, congrats.
No, it's really good. And as we all know, I'm fine because I literally ate like 6 cupcakes last night. And so a couple of years ago, I just stopped doing eating disorder stuff. And I've just been doing my own thing. And it's been fun.
Rachel Rambles.
Yeah. Rachel Rambles.
I remember when we came up with that.
I know. We were at Disneyland.
You guys came up with that?
Yeah.
Yes. We were in line, and Rachel was talking about how, you know, she's been recovered for so long and she feels like she's ready to do more than just that, mm-hmm. you know? And you were talking about how that's like such a small part of your actual life now, but almost all of your content. And so we were like, okay, if it's not going to be Ladle by Ladle, because that was her channel, what's it going to be? And do you remember what ride we were in line for?
Hold on. Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
Yes. Yes. I totally remember this.
And we're like, okay, what's it going to be? And I'm like, you know, I think what's just so cool about you is just how well-spoken you are, how much you talk. Like, you're so fun to talk to. We're like, Rachel talks. Rachel babbles. Rachel rambles.
Rachel rambles. It was so perfect. No, and I love it. I love Rachel rambles. I was getting really tired of Ladle by Ladle.
Yeah.
What was the meaning behind that? Ladle by ladle.
Mm-hmm. When I was still sick, I was encouraged by my therapist to like, because I like internet stuff, and I was like into blogging, and I was really into Tumblr at the time.
Right.
And so she was like, you should do recipes and like force yourself to bake and like things that were like interact you with food that, you know, you'll enjoy and it'll be a positive experience. So I started a blog, like a WordPress blog called Ladle by Ladle, because I was looking for like a pun. I was like walking around my kitchen, literally like picking things up, trying to make puns out of them. And I picked up a ladle and I was like, little by little, like, you know, recovery, but like little by little.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really, I love that. Yeah. Wow.
But I got sick of it. And now it's Rachel Rambles.
Yeah. Right. Listen, we love a rebrand.
Yeah, it's a total rebrand.
We love that.
Well, in addition to talking to Ms. Rachel here. Oh, I cannot call you Ms. Rachel. That is
Ms. Rachel.
That is a different Ms. Rachel.
Okay, guys.
Can you say White Claw?
White Claw.
But we are also going to be interviewing your lovely husband.
Yes.
So when we talk to him, is there any spicy questions we should ask him?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, I'm like terrified because he is a ham and he pretends that he hates this. He loves this.
Oh,
so he's gonna come in here like too cool for school, but then he'll showboat the hell out of this. I actually have to come watch it because
yeah,
no, you should.
You gotta sit in.
He'll go real off the rails.
You need to humble
he'll
him.
He'll go real off the rails. He did. That's so funny. Okay, well, I hope
Steven
he does.
And Mario together. Oh, they're just like no, they're two honey baked hams wrapped together. That is them.
Not their like romantic photo shoot they had yesterday after our photo shoot.
I know. They were like, this is like a more beautiful romantic photo shoot than I've ever had.
I love seeing boys in love.
Me too.
I love it. I'm like, seeing all the guys.
All the boys.
Oh my God.
On this trip.
Oh, so sweet.
Well, thank you for joining us,
oh,
Rachel.
You're so welcome.
We have to have you on for like a full episode.
Oh, totally.
I love
you.
That'd be super fun.
Absolutely. Whenever.
Keep rambling.
Keep, keep rambling.
Just
ramble
give me
on.
A microphone. I'll keep going.
Like we mentioned before, subscribe to her channel. It'll be linked below. Rachel Rambles. Ew.
I'm going to go edit all of our TikToks.
Ooh.
Yes. I can't wait to see it.
All right, friends. And our next guest, the lovely, our resident Gen Z, Jaden.
Yes. Jaden. Little baby
Jaden. Baby
Jaden.
Hello.
Hi, Jaden.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Great. How are you?
Good. I'm great.
Are you happy to be here?
I'm so happy to be here. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Dream house.
Yes.
Jaden is the newest member of the team. I didn't realize that until I was just thinking that. I'm like, Jaden's the newest member.
Oh, really?
Oh, true.
Because Jaden started working with us right after Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I said, Sierra, you need a background person? She goes, oh, yeah, like maybe that could work. And then I think Ryan wasn't available one day.
It was Kenzie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And Sierra DM'd me. And I was like... I was like, oh my God, like me? And she's like, can you like help with the shoot? And I was like, yeah, called my friend. I said, sorry, we can't hang out.
Right, right.
And I literally showed up at her house and I was like, okay, I'm ready for this.
You were there in like an hour. Cause it was, so we were gonna go do a shoot for the main channel.
Okay.
And Jaden literally the week before at Super Bowl Sunday, cause she was at my house, at my parents' house, was like, hey, like if you ever need an extra hand, a background person, like always happy to step in. So I was like already in the back of my mind. Who can be here in an hour?
Mm-hmm. Reliable Jaden.
Yeah.
Jaden.
And then I literally think we've worked together every week since then.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. You've been an incredible addition to the team. I get so excited. We show up and I'm like, is Jaden here though?
Well, first off, I have to say that we knew each other before.
Yes. We used to do theater together.
Yeah,
we
So Ryan and I actually did theater with Jaden back in the days. Like we did Legally Blonde, Addams Family, like all those ones. Like Jaden was there. And I was just telling Sierra that I was going through footage and I found like little Jaden in one of them. I was like, I need to share this clip with the team.
I love that.
Because there she was in her ancestor outfit.
Oh right.
My gosh.
So, it's so crazy to think that like years later after theater, we
And I remember being like, so remember Jaden?
Yeah.
Like from theater? And you're like,
like, wait.
Like, little Jaden? And I'm like, yeah.
Always little Jaden.
Little Jaden. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, she works for Sierra now.
And she was like, what
are we
talking about? Actually,
oh, it blew my mind. Are you kidding?
And then we showed up. We were like, hey, back at it again.
Yeah.
Was that weird? Like, finding out that, like, Ryan and I were also on the team, like, with Sierra? Yeah. Like,
you guys did a shoot together when you were in New York. And I knew Ryan.
Yes.
And so I DM'd Ryan because you, like, were like, oh, with Sierra Schulze. And I slid up and said, Ryan. How do you know her? I was like, oh my God.
I totally remember
that. I was like,
that.
Her best or her brother's dating my sister. I was like, this is a whole thing.
Right.
And then
I totally remember that. That was like in like 2018 or something.
I pulled the receipts.
Right.
Yeah, it happened.
I do remember that.
That's the thing about the San Diego theater world is it is
small.
so small.
Yeah.
So I guess we should give that background. So Jaden was a viewer of my channel. So she came to the live show. So I met Jaden. She came to the meet and greet.
She went to the live show?
She did.
I love
that's
that.
So awesome.
But we also like, we had a lot of like mutual family friends.
Yeah.
So like we kind of also like knew each other.
Okay. Yeah.
And then her older sister is dating my little brother. So now we're like family.
I love that.
They're in love. Oh, they're like so in
big
love.
Big time love. It's adorable. It's kind of like gushy and gross.
Right,
but,
right.
Like, it's cute.
They've been together for like 2 years. I'm like, how are you still in the honeymoon stage?
Yeah.
But that's like,
but it's
green flag.
Yeah, it is a green flag.
Green flag.
They're green flags all around.
I'm obsessed with them.
I know, love that.
We love love.
And she's like, and now.
And that's
me
and
Sierra are sisters.
Yes, that's why we were together at Super Bowl Sunday.
Exactly.
And that's why now we're here.
I love that.
Yeah. And Jaden, way to like do like the little slip in. And by the way, if you ever need me, girl.
Way to
like,
shoot that, your shot.
Because you didn't, like, what if you wouldn't have,
if
like,
you,
it was Sierra never thought of you.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm always like, put your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you never know.
Because you never know. Just like Rachel.
Just like Rachel.
Yes. Same vibe.
Just like Paloma coming to last year's retreat.
Right.
Oh
right.
My gosh. We're all just like slithery snakes.
Well, I wouldn't call us that, but
you're like, okay, well. But maybe that's a reoccurring thing with your team, perhaps. We're all just kind of like, hey.
If you ever need anything.
I mean, I've said that before, like if you need whatever. And I was living in New York.
Photographer in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if you hadn't said that, I may not have thought, oh, you know, we're looking for someone to work on the Instagram for Confident Kind.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's top of mind.
Right.
This is your sign to shoot your shot.
Yes. Always.
Literally. Allow them to say no. Don't get in your own way.
Yeah.
Always shoot your shot.
Jess is also here because she shot her shot. She had a mutual friend who was working for me and was like, hey, if you ever need another hand. And she came and we did a podcast episode with Patrick Starr.
Oh,
and we needed someone to come with us to do the setup.
Right.
And Jess had worked with a lot of audio equipment, a lot of theater equipment. And she came and we vibed and there it is.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Queen Jess.
Crazy. So, I love it.
Jaden. Back to little baby Jaden. As our resident Gen Z.
Oh.
We need you to tell us. This was not planned. I just thought of this.
Okay.
What are like the millennial cringe things about us? Like, what are the things? Like, you know, I see people say like that millennials like slant the text on their Instagram stories. And like, that's cringe.
No, I got it.
Like, what are those little things?
You have got it.
Yeah, okay. I actually do.
She's going to read us right now. She has the icks for
no, but it's like, it's a group. It's an all thing. It's not like individual. It's calling out Gen Z.
She's so right.
Oh my God.
That's such a millennial thing to do.
Like, it's, but it's not even just like, oh, you guys in this age group. Like, it's like Gen Z and we're millennial. Like, it's such a label.
Wow.
But I find myself as a millennial. I'm not. Okay. We'll check the records. I'm not. Like, it's fine. But in my brain, I'm like, I'm a millennial.
Like, more millennial.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys are like, you Gen Zers. I'm like, what? Because I can be on Instagram with one hand, like hold my phone, text with one hand. It's like, what is going on?
We do call it out
but,
a lot.
But yeah. To be honest, I think it's because we get so much slander for like millennials think that this is cool. So I'm like, all you do is talk about us. So I thought that we were being chatted about, but now I guess we're
the ones chatting.
We're talking shit about each other.
Yeah.
Are you guys the boomers now?
Don't ever. Let that leave your lips like, that's again. I am
Turn
Gen
Z. Turn the cameras
Z.
off right now.
We watch the BuzzFeed quiz. I'm Gen Z. I don't slant my text on Instagram. That's some voodoo shit. I don't do that.
Wait, what is that? What is
like
that?
Slanting the text, like writing the text, and then like you know how you can move the text around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like slanting it like diagonally.
I didn't even think about.
Do you do that?
No. I make it very.
She's like goes back.
She's like, oh my gosh. She's like archive.
I'm so stressed. That and boomerangs. Well, boomerangs is something that
boomerangs.
I
don't boomerangs. Yeah, that's.
Done.
We've
all look at you.
I know you guys are all looking at me.
She loves
but
it.
Why?
You know what? I'm holding on to boomerangs like, for one thing.
What?
Cheers.
Okay.
You can I only do a boomerang if it's a cheers.
That's so millennial.
Is it?
Yeah.
What should it be? Like a blurry photo? Like
just,
Gen Z would?
Just
like
a video.
Or
don't
just
let it
a
don't
photo.
Go back just be like done
or just a
you're
photo.
So funny
have everyone
sorry do I just want a blurry photo they're like
yeah. Exactly art.
Exactly. It's abstract
it is
right
yeah Picasso
right
that's making me think of the painting in the house that we have to bring up to Steve
oh my God the one downstairs
there's this painting downstairs and Steven's like just
what
go.
Is this
he, what is this this looks like a toddler dinner blah, blah, blah. And then was it Rachel that just goes well it's art and it's making you think, so.
And you've been talking about
you've been
it
talking
for 10
about
minutes.
It for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Right? And that's on art.
Oh my God. Like,
so you're sitting here talking about the boomerangs. I think boomerangs are art then, because look, it's a conversation starter.
Okay. Well, when you put anything in that context.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Got me there.
I mean, like, they're always talking shit about me. Art. I am art.
Right.
Art.
You just like walk by, you're like, I know that they give me, I'm art. Like, what?
Just before we sat down and we're filming, we were just chit-chatting with Jaden about, like, we were talking about, like, clothing stores because we were all talking about, like, how cool Limited 2 was.
Oh, right.
And then we're like, Jaden, what was, like, the Limited 2 when you were in middle school?
Yeah, and it was, like, Brandy Melville was, like, the go-to.
I feel like that's so much more intimidating than Limited 2.
Well, 100%. I feel like, well, back in Limited 2 days, we were wearing, like, frilly, like, skirts, like, 45 layers, like, sequins. Everything. Brandy Melville is literally like a white crop top and denim shorts.
And also one size.
Yeah, and that's it.
Which is like so hard for
everybody
like a middle
was
schooler.
Wearing the same thing. It was literally like black leggings, probably Lulu. And then like the same, it was like a baby blue top from Brandy Melville. Or it was like the, I don't even remember exactly, but it was just like these random like baby t-shirts. And I was like, oh.
How did you go into these like stores? Like personally, the first time I walked into a Brandy Melville, yeah. I was super aware. Like I was like, I felt like honestly like adjusting myself, like looking around and like the younger girls were like looking at me and I was like, oh, I'm just old, I guess. Like this is weird. But
right.
So how did that feel like going into Brandy Melville like at that age?
It's weird. Like you walk in, you know the vibes. It's like when you walk into Hollister, like we kind of mentioned before, like you walk into Hollister, it's just like shady. Like you're like
right. Certain people judged.
Are supposed to be here.
Right. Yeah. It's exclusive.
Yeah.
But we can't say that.
Exactly.
Right. Mm. But is that because they hire just like 16-year-olds like that are already like insecure? We're already like feeling a type of way, you know?
Right. And,
like, being the person to greet people.
I don't think so, because because teenagers work at like every store. Like you worked at Aeropostale.
Yes.
And they trained you to say, hello, welcome to Aeropostale.
That's true though. No, you're so right.
They could have trained the Hollister girlies and the Brandy Melville girlies. Hello, welcome to Brandy Melville. But no, it's aggressively folding shirts. Hey, if you're lucky.
And like, maybe not even acknowledging you at all.
Yeah, no.
The way they would ask for help, I swear some people would be like, you need help? Like,
They're telling you.
Like, do you really? Like,
it's not a question.
Yeah.
You need help.
Yeah. It's like a rhetorical question. Help. Like, there's only one right answer.
Right.
Jane's like, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Super not fun in that place.
Right.
But like, Tilly's.
Oh, you would chop at Tilly's instead?
Yeah.
Vibes.
Because cool. Like, they would do similar stuff. And I was like, it's better.
Right.
Where do you shop now?
Target, Amazon.
Right.
That's about it.
Right.
Yeah. Your closet. That's where most of the things come from.
I do love a closet clean out. I'm getting some
it's
hoodies.
It's Christmas for everyone.
It literally is.
Except that now that I'm not really doing, or I've been on the break for the main channel and I'm not really doing like a lot of fashion stuff, like I have not bought new clothes in a long time. Like it's just if I get something for like a sponsorship. So it's like, it's slowed down.
Well, let's go shopping.
I said, let's pick that back up. Let's pick that back up.
Do you prefer going into the stores or do you prefer just ordering online?
I now, at the size that I am, very few stores have clothes that I can wear. Mm. So I kind of have to shop online.
Yeah.
Especially if I want actually stuff in my style. Like I might go into a store and there's like two things in my size and I'm like, I don't like either of these.
Right. Yeah.
So online now. What about you guys?
I like online because I don't like shopping. Halogen lights are just a lot.
Right.
I'd rather just halogen like look light. It up.
Legally Blonde.
Oh my gosh.
The halogen.
I remember that one rehearsal in Legally Blonde where you tried to say halogens. It didn't come out. You're like, halogen.
Are you exposing Wait,
I totally
the way
remember
I said
that.
Halogens?
I'm on totally, the dude.
I'm pretty sure I have a video of it. I'm
oh,
not gonna lie.
You need to find it. I totally remember that.
I will.
I remember that.
I remember and being like,
I
hello?
I didn't know how to say
what
it.
What did she say?
She
she didn't know what the word was, but she was like reading it, I think. So she just like phonetically like said it and it was not right. And we were like, hello.
And there was baby Jaden getting the footage. Like,
yeah, Jaden was like,
look at this stupid L.
The expose her on a podcast 15 years later.
So funny.
She's like, look at that girl. Don't know how to speak.
Yeah.
That's
oh my
so
gosh.
Funny.
That is so funny. You have to send that.
Oh,
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, you
it's somewhere down
it.
In the Snapchat.
I love that.
So Jaden, before you go.
Yes.
Two questions. Number one, how's the retreat been?
So fun.
Your first Schultzy retreat.
So fun. What is interesting about this, though, like specifically this house in this area, though, last night, our neighbors, if I can call them out.
Call them out.
2 a.m, acting like wolves. All of a sudden, I was like,
what?
Down there, sleeping. And
right.
All I hear outside is like howling. But
really?
From a human. Jess was there for a second. Yeah.
I got on video.
Like we're talking, ow, ow.
Like
ow.
Literally, like. Howling, and it wasn't like once
at 2 a.m.
Oh yeah, and it literally wasn't once, it was multiple times, and I was like, do I join you? Like, are you trying to get it back together?
Right,
like,
right.
I was so confused.
Okay,
but other than the howling, like super fun. Love everyone, and like getting the time to bond with everybody is so fun.
Yeah,
it's fun too, especially with the people who work remote, because like we're in office
exactly.
all the time with Jess and sometimes Kenzie.
Yeah,
but like Tara
exactly.
and Rachel and Mario, like we're not with them all the time.
Yeah.
So it's fun to
right.
super
together.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Second question. Give us like a Jaden fun fact. Like what's something that like the audience would maybe not expect about you?
Fun fact?
Fun
or just
fact,
like
or
just
interesting.
A fact.
A fact. Doesn't have to be fun.
Oh. My go-to, okay, only because this was like my thing since I was 13 because I thought it was just like, aha, but it's not. Right.
Oh, I love that.
So I think you guys actually already know this.
Give it to us.
But I would just like anytime somebody would ask, like, do a fun fact, I was like, my doctor told me I have a back of a 75-year-old.
Oh my God.
Because it's true.
Right, that's a fact. It's yeah. not fun.
It's not fun.
But it is a fact.
That's when we were at Disneyland, you were like, man, I really want to go on the Matterhorn, but I just don't know if I can do that yeah. to my back today.
I call it the backbreaker 101 because I will break my back again. It's just
again.
But is it yeah. worth it?
How many times have you broken your back?
It was like once.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a consistent, like a piece of my okay, is this like graphic? I don't know.
Get it. Get into
warning.
It.
I don't know. But like a piece of my spine like chipped off. So it was next to my spine. And then oh my gosh. Disc, I had two bulging discs, which are still like wonky. And then I have mild scoliosis.
How old were you when that happened?
So I was like 12 or 13, but it still affects me.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I didn't even
no,
know
No, it's fine.
Okay? I knew you had a bad back, but I didn't know that yeah. a piece of it chipped off.
Oh yeah, but they were like, we could do surgery, but like if we go, it might like hit a nerve. And I was like, no.
That's scary.
Right, no, yeah.
But then they were like, okay, well, just let us know if you feel any tingling in your arms or your legs or if you go numb. And I was like, okay.
Did that make you like paranoid? Like yeah. you feel like your arm would fall
Oh yeah, I would
like,
be sitting in class yeah. and I'd be like, okay, all right. I was like, I'm fine.
Okay.
But yeah, super trippy. But I had to like quit soccer. I quit gymnastics. So then that's how I got into musical theater.
Oh.
Was because I could sing and I could do a little jig. But like,
jig.
A little jig.
Other than that.
Right.
Yeah. So that's wow. a fun little story time, I guess, fact.
I love that.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jaden.
Thanks for having me.
You're always, oh you gosh. Are just like such a fun person to be around.
Oh my like, God. Yeah. Yuck. Like I said, as soon as you hired Jaden, I was like, where's Jaden? She just is so lively.
Yeah.
She brings so much life
you,
into your room.
You bring a youthfulness to the office. No, because you're to the rest
right.
of us.
Gen Z.
Okay.
I'm we love you.
No, I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you, Jaden.
All right, our next guest is the other half to Rachel. We have Mario.
The better half, thank
well,
you.
Oh, he's God. Hamming it already. She said you
wow,
were going to ham.
Wow.
She did warn us about this.
She did.
Oh, I just light up in front of a camera.
And behind a camera.
Yeah, that is true.
Just cameras? Just
cameras. Yeah, cameras bring out the best of me. microphones bring out the worst. Thank you. I'm honored to be here as a aspiring 20 whatever myself.
Yeah, it came to our attention that
yes,
you are in
you're
fact
30.
Not a
20, I'm a 30 whatever, but
okay.
I may grow up to be a 20 whatever.
Listen, we welcome
all
ages.
Welcome here.
Yes,
all
thank
ages.
You.
For the young and young at heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, perfect place to start.
Mm.
Mario. That is am I I'm
No.
We, yeah. We have tried so hard.
Yeah.
Because it's not Mario.
It could be Mario. Mario's okay.
What do you mean it could
I thought
be?
That wasn't
it,
an option.
It either is or it's not.
Mario's not. So I grew up in New York City yeah. with a very strong Italian New York family. We're always talking like this. And so it's not Mario. It's Mario.
Mario.
And so I've lost pretty much most of my accent unless I start drinking too much.
Right.
But the way you said Mario was
no, that
really,
was really
yeah, but
good.
Like my name is my name. And so like it was just always Mario.
Right.
Mario.
But obviously most people outside of a very small section of the Northeast can't say that.
So if somebody says Mario, mm-hmm. how do you feel?
Totally cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we really want to do it, Rachel's shaking her head. She says, no, it's not actually cool. We got to hit it with the Mario.
And Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
All right. Say Apple.
Apple.
That Mario.
Oh, Mario. Not Mario.
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 Now, is
this
there
is
like...
Yeah. I was fighting everything not to do that. I'm so sorry.
Is there like a pinnacle New York sentence that we can put your name into that just... And do the whole New York accent?
Forget about it, Mario. That pizza's garbage.
Oh, my God. Okay,
one more time. I'm studying. It's a character study.
All right. The same sentence?
Yeah.
All right. Forget about it, Mario. That pizza's garbage.
All right, who's going first?
Forget about it, Mario. That pizza's garbage.
Nah, see? Nah.
can you rate us out of 10 on how well we're doing this?
I knew I was going to be the worst.
That's a Humphrey Bogart out of 10.
Okay. I went first, so I feel brave.
Now I don't want to do it.
That's why
now I'm
to
nervous.
Go.
Okay. Are you going to go?
No, you go.
I think I forgot the sentence, but I'm going to improvise it. Forget about it, Mario. That pizza's garbage.
Good. That's a 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, period. The way you hit garbage was nice.
Garbage.
And that was a good one.
All right.
The hands. The hands really sold it too.
It's the hands. Yeah. Okay.
Forget about it, Mario. The pizza's garbage.
Little Boston. You leaned a little Boston.
Little too Boston.
Yeah, but the attitude was right.
The attitude was right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I was the best.
Yeah.
Period.
In your family, is it huge? The hands? Like big? Mm-hmm. Always the hands. Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, I have to sometimes calm myself. I've hit things. I've hit stuff out of people's hands just conversating.
Right.
Conversating? Talking with them.
Conversing.
Conversing. Thank you. That is a word. Yeah, it's the senility of the being a 30-something.
Right.
But, like, it's not a thing when I was growing up that I was conscious of or aware of. It's more like once I left that environment, people would point it out. When I was 14, I went to a leadership nerd camp down in Maryland.
It was called nerd camp. I love that.
It was the first time I'd been out of New York with like peers my age since the first time. And people just started calling me New York. Like no one knew my name. They just knew me as New York because I was still 14. My accent was still really strong. And I would I'd be like a zoo creature. They would come up to me and be like, say air conditioner or say mozzarella, just to hear my accent.
Right.
Like it was
say mozzarella.
I was gonna say, can you?
The way it.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Do air conditioning.
That's so smooth.
I know. Do air conditioning.
Well, now I would say air conditioning.
We're no better than the kids at
nerd camp.
Yeah, we're the same.
With
the
air conditioner.
Air conditioner.
Yeah, that does something. Now I see that, Rachel. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but Rachel, I get it.
I get it.
When we were in the hot tub last night, Rachel was talking about how she has an unhealthy attraction to Dwight Schrute because it's the bearded man with a big forehead, and I've never seen Mario look more offended.
Very offended. Yeah, the beard is one. It was more the really big forehead. I pride myself on my average size.
You're like
forehead.
The Dwight Schrute. Right. I'll take that. I could be a beet farmer. The big forehead, cross.
That's
the line.
Where I draw the line right there.
Yeah, I have a much better haircut than Dwight Schrute. So
I would. I agree.
Thank you.
Rachel, that was honestly rude.
And this is why I was the better half.
T.
So we didn't really plan.
Didn't even introduce you really. Yeah, what do you even do here?
Say things. Say funny things. Dance, monkey.
Yeah.
Say air conditioner.
Just like the kids in school.
Just like the kids at nerd camp. So Mario, Mario'd to Rachel. That was their wedding hashtag.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel got Mario'd. That was 3 months ago yesterday.
Yes. We asked her for a Q1 analysis of the marriage. What's yours?
Fiscally, for me, way up.
Oh, my God.
Fiscal year's looking great.
Off the charts.
This is going to be a good 2023.
Yeah.
No, we've been together about 7 years now. Obviously, most of that before we got married. And I think we learned how to live together really well beforehand, and so it's not tremendously different other than cheddar.
Right.
Yeah.
And you and Rachel are such a great duo, obviously just as a couple, but also like professionally, because you both work in production.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about so obviously you edit for me, the kind of you step in for vlogs whenever you have time. Mm-hmm. And you always add that little Mario spice.
Yeah, everyone can always tell when you're editing that.
Yeah, I do. I will. It's a good ego boost. I go into the comments and be like, yeah. I can see that Mario edited this.
Yeah.
I was like, I find you. I like all them.
So, that's so funny. When you're too busy with your other job to add the Mario flair, right. What is your other job?
I have two other jobs. So my main job is I work at a camera house in Los Angeles called Otto Nemmons, where, not to get into the nitty gritty, but basically we have different movies, TV shows, commercials, music videos will come to us, and we give them all the stuff they need to shoot it. So their cameras, their lenses, their different video accessories, yada, 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 yada. And then I split my time between that, and I also work in the camera department on Grey's Anatomy, like maybe 2 days a week or so.
On Grey's Anatomy.
Cool. That is so cool.
So cool.
Are you a fan of Grey's Anatomy?
When I started working on it, no, I never watched it. I was an ER boy, and Grey's Anatomy felt
that's fair.
Derivative.
Yeah.
So I was
I do have a question.
Deal.
When they were like, before you worked on that, did they like ask you if you knew about Grey's Anatomy or did it
matter?
No. They're like, you're like,
honestly,
no, not really.
Most Because when you're working on something, you're seeing the sausage get made. And so right. it's a hard thing to then watch the finished product because it takes away the suspense of disbelief because you see those actors. Like, you know, that like Meredith Grey, I've met Island Pompeo. So it's tough to see her as Meredith Grey. But when I did start working on it, Rachel is a huge Grey's Anatomy. And so she sat me down, was like, all right, now you're working on it. You have to watch it. And so we are now almost finished with the third season.
Okay. Do you watch the episodes that you've worked on? Like, are you waiting?
No, I'm waiting. Okay. I mean, which would be a lot because they're on season 19.
I'm like, there's a million seasons. It's still going.
Wow. Yeah. So you were talking about how seeing the sausage get made kind of removes some of the mystique. Is there any little tidbit about that, the sausage making process, that would just really like surprise us?
I guess I'll two things. One is, so when Rachel and I met working on NCIS New Orleans, and my mom and my sister came down to visit us on set one day, and we were shooting a scene. It was like an action scene where there were cops who were like pulling around the corner really fast and driving up and doing a bust in this like probably like a drug house or something. Every episode was a drug house, and so it's an exciting scene, but it takes what maybe 30 seconds or a minute in the episode takes about 4 hours to shoot. Wow. And so they were excited to come to set. And then about an hour into it, they were like, we're bored. because we're just shooting the same thing over and over and over again from a bunch of different angles. So that's something that people I don't think quite understand is how like one page of a script, and most TV shows, especially on like network, are about how long is 60 pages an episode or so? Yeah, and so that takes 60 hours to shoot.
Yeah, and then there's like that holding for like getting the different camera angles and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm like, I could never be like a screen actor. Yeah. Like as a stage actor, you do it once.
Yeah.
And then you come back the next day and you do it once again. But can you imagine like doing like a really emotionally draining scene on stage and then
they're like,
all right, now we're going to reset, do it from another angle and do it like 18 times?
Right.
Mm. No, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I think people don't understand like how you might, if you go to a movie and you stay after the credits or say after the movie ends, you're watching the credits and you see how many people are on it. That's probably the only time people can see how many people it takes to make something. It's not like you watch the Oscars or anything. All the awards are like mostly given to actors. You get a screenwriter, you get a director in there. But for every one actor, there's 15 other people who are working a lot harder than them to make that show work. Yeah. It's very different than theater where a lot of it gets carried by the actors too because they're on stage and you know you have your lighting set and everything, but the actual performance is made by the actors. In movies or in TV, so much of the performance is made by people around the actors.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It is.
Yeah. I feel like I could do just a whole podcast of just asking you all of my burning questions about movie and TV.
Totally, is what I meant to say. TV came out instead. So.
And yesterday, you were telling us about your hot takes about 3D as a self-proclaimed movie star.
Yeah. Wow. You want this to turn into an hour-long?
Right.
But yeah, so it came up in the context of Avatar because Avatar 2 is coming out soon, and I will not be seeing Avatar 2.
Okay.
Spicy. Sorry if Avatar 2 is a sponsor of 20 whatever. suck it, James Cameron. I didn't see Avatar 1 either because Avatar 1 was sort of the poster child for that 3D movement that was really big at the time and is sort of endured. And I just find that 3D takes away from the artistry of it, which doesn't matter to probably like 90% of people who are going to go see that stuff. They're not there for artistry. They're there for a story or something.
Right.
But cinematography is essentially like our evolution of painting and portraiture, you know, going back into the Middle Ages. It's just, I like having that idea of having a two-dimensional frame where you're creating illusion of depth and creating stuff in that confine as opposed to having stuff come out you. I think that detracts from the perspective, it detracts from the analysis of it, right. And it just definitely becomes more of an immersive experience. But then I think you get distracted by that a little bit and you lose not only focus on what we call the mise-en-scene, the composition of a frame, But the dimensionality and the characters and the complex, hopefully complex emotional interaction and just like, ooh, something is coming at me.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel that so much because I saw actually the new Thor one, the Thunder, in 4D actually. So I even had like water and air and the chairs were shaking that I couldn't even enjoy it fully. Like I couldn't watch it. I literally could not even watch it because I'm being thrown around. It was more of like a ride than it was like, and I think I missed out and I have to rewatch it.
Yeah. It's an experience. It's a, it's a fun experience, but, and there are some movies where that works and I think there are other things. There's, you know, there's internet beef between people like Scorsese and Tarantino and a lot of these Marvel fans. Mm. Even though I think Scorsese and Tarantino are making good points, which is like, those are fun. Those are, it's good and healthy to go there and have fun and enjoy that, but leave room also for more
refined palate.
I guess. I've been saying
I'm trying to not sound pretentious, but.
I'll be pretentious for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have been hearing that discourse a lot on TikTok right now. There's a lot of like,
And I, you know, I'm a good example of someone who straddles both because I've seen every Marvel movie and TV show. I'm super invested in that. Same as like Game of Thrones. I'm a huge like high IP nerd, but I also love smaller movies, quote unquote, like, you know, that sort of mid-budget where it's just like a really good director and actors trying to tell a good story that is like a little less VFX heavy.
Right.
Yeah, Mario, now I have to ask, do you have any movie recommendations for us girls? Yeah. Like, what do we have to see?
So we've been bad about going to see movies that have come out recently that aren't like Marvel stuff. So it's easier for TV shows. We watch more TV now than movies. I think most people have caught on to this bandwagon, but Severance was incredible on Apple TV. I would highly recommend that. We just got introduced on the comedy side to a show on Hulu called Reboot. That's really funny. Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Paul Reiser from Mad About You. Johnny Knoxville randomly is on it. It's just
adding funny. That. For sure.
Love that.
House of the Dragon. Going back to my Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon. Yeah, and my soft spot for stuff is anything that gets kind of a little bit weird and psychological because that's
like, do you like Black Mirror?
Love Black Mirror.
I've only watched one episode of Black Mirror because it's too spooky for me, but it was the one with Miley Cyrus. So good.
I like Black Mirror. It does make me feel weird, but I think that's why I like it.
The thing's right with TV. I like TV or movies that lean into the voyeurism. Like you're there watching other people. And things that kind of like twist that and make you feel like you're activate that part of you that you sort of try to silence, where you feel like you're watching something maybe that you shouldn't be watching is really cool.
Like Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Absolutely. Spy Kids 3D.
Yes.
We were talking 3D. About this yesterday when we were talking about 3D. I was like, but what about Spy Kids 3D when they ship you the glasses?
Right.
That's a different experience.
It's a different experience. Yeah. That's fair.
Peak
That's
cinema, fair. Though. I think we can both.
Scorsese is really on board with it. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually directed it. You didn't know that.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, he did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I learned something here, too.
You're welcome. I love educating you on film.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. Well, you know what? Because we have our next guest laying across the bed. Watching.
I just say I am honored to be the first man to be on Tony Whatever.
Not this, not the beef.
Fight.
Can't
fight,
take that back.
Fight.
Also, appropriate that he's coming second since he came second in Mario Kart.
Oh my God.
Steven, I don't even know if you want to come
on. Honestly, you might be can't. We don't know.
You should kind of be embarrassed to show your face here.
He walks on the set.
Yeah.
But since you're here, do you want to introduce our next guest?
Oh.
Yes. Coming next onto the stage from way back in the bed, just 5 feet away, it's one and only Steven!
All right, and our next guest, a familiar face, not on the channel, but around, you know, in the Schultz universe. Please welcome his first name, Steven.
Steven.
Yo.
Welcome.
Number one hater.
Actually, yes.
Steven really does just give us all the hardest time.
Yep. We can't do anything. He's like, what are you doing? Losers. Nerds.
You guys are having too much fun. I got to kind of.
You got to bring it down.
You got to humble us.
I got to reel you guys back a little bit.
Gotcha. He's like, all right, reel it in.
Come on.
How do you feel sorry, unfortunately, being the second man on the podcast.
You know what? The seat's nice and second. Warm.
Yep.
I'm at home, you know.
Right.
Mario can go before me. It's fine. You can get the advantage. He needs it, so.
So I do think it's kind of special that we're filming a podcast at the retreat with Steven when it was last year at the retreat. Mm-hmm. That yes. Steven was like, you three need to do a podcast.
So right. Like, it's literally the 1 year anniversary.
It is.
Yeah, this is 1 year anniversary of my idea. Look where we are.
Yeah, take a look.
We're here.
Right.
This is what he envisioned.
So I think it would be kind of fun for you to talk about like what you saw to make you like come up with this and a conversation with Sierra.
Yeah. So when I think of like, you know, where we were with Sierra Unfiltered, it was like very like friend conversation. You sat on it, you didn't necessarily need to know the girls, but you felt like you were sitting there friends with them. And so I was like, we were always trying to figure out what to do with the podcast. You know, we were exploring options and it was like, you know, we kind of find that magic sauce. And it kind of just sat there. And then at the retreat, so Ryan was on the team. Paloma was a plus one. And these two girls sitting at the table talking, you know, they'd be sitting there I don't know. I wish I remembered. But like bantering and like just having fun and like, I just sat there and I was like, I have no idea. I've never really met Ryan like in any capacity. No idea who Blom is. And I was just sitting there. I was like, I could just sit here and listen to them talk. Whatever the hell they were talking about. I didn't matter how much I cared or not cared, but it was like, they're just fun to listen to. And then like, you know, Sierra being in there. And then I was sitting there. I was like, that's exactly what the podcast is supposed to be. Like, for me, when I was looking at the podcast, it's like just people talking, like you kind of get sucked into their conversation. You feel like you're sitting there friends with them.
It's like that natural flow to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That like when we're filming, we never really have to stop and be like, okay, what are we talking about next? It just goes.
Yeah. And then very
and it can't stop.
Yeah. And like very approachable in your conversation and how you converse. And that was like, I was like, so yeah, podcast. I think we should talk to Ryan and Paloma. We should talk to them. I think it'd be a fun thing to try out. And we tried it out and I think it did really well. So.
Well, let me tell you, I'm really glad you did because as a plus one.
Right. And now you get to be here as not a plus
as a team
one. With your own plus
oh
one.
Oh my, I know. We'll get to that. When my plus one shows up, I'm going to be sweating. So let's, back to you, Steve.
I mean, that's really it, right?
So
that's,
back to you.
I think that was really it. It's been really cool. You guys have been doing such an awesome job. And I've had so much fun. Also, as like the spouse of Sierra, like taking off the business hat, like Sierra's been like so much more alive and so excited with all this stuff. Like, she definitely lit up like a Christmas tree, you know, being around you guys and doing all the filming and stuff. So,
oh,
that's so sweet.
As Sierra's husband, that has been very exciting and touching to see kind of happen, and you know, this new like serious friendship blossoming.
And that's the thing. I was doing this like TikTok trend where you like rate every month of your year, and I got to April, and I was like looking at the vlogs and stuff. I was like, April was so fun. I was like, why was April so fun? And I'm like, that's when me and Paloma really became, like, good friends. Mm-hmm. Like, we were friends before that, like, from the Big Bear trip. Like, we were all hanging out and stuff. But I feel like it was April when, like, we did the first Twilight episode. And, like, you and I really started being close friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. As an adult, like, how often do you, have a new, like, close best friend?
Yeah.
Right.
How often does that happen?
And honestly, Sierra, I was just briefly telling Ryan, I'm like, and I don't know why. I'm like, not that we haven't hung out this past year so much and everything. I was like, but I feel so close to Sierra. And I think it is because of the conversations we have been having on this podcast that I just feel that I've seen so many different parts of you. And we've just kind of opened up each other to each other. So I just.
We talked about how like in a regular like situation, even if you guys met at the same time, you wouldn't be having these like deep conversations off bat. Like that doesn't happen.
Right. It takes years to get to that place where you're like, okay, let's like dive into our trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like we jumped right in with that.
Yeah.
And because of that, I feel like we formed a friendship that feels like it's like 5-10 years. Yeah. Not a year.
Right.
A year?
A year ago we just met. How? The math doesn't math
it's
for me.
It's not
math.
Right.
The math's not mathing.
It doesn't.
That's so funny.
It
doesn't.
It also helps that you guys are just good, genuine humans. All three of you. So.
Steven, we introduced you as a hater.
I know, and now we're going to, you make us look bad.
Oh my God.
This is all for show. This is all because of cameras.
The cameras will cut and he's
turned off. He's like, losers.
But all in good fun.
Yes.
All in good fun.
Yeah, it is so cool to see just how like supportive and encouraging you've been of us doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It really made me feel empowered to go and do this and experience this.
Love that.
I mean, not even. less supporter, more just believer. I think this is definitely like,
this yeah, made no, you're sense so true. Believer.
In every way possible.
Yeah. I mean, I was.
It was an easy thing to support.
I was so, like, honestly taken aback when we were having that conversation back in Big Bear. I was like, is this happening? And, like, to hear that this was your idea, like, I think in my head, it would make more sense, like, for you to pitch that, right? Like, oh, I was thinking of blah, blah, blah. But Steven was like, I think that this should happen. Start it now.
Yeah.
Sarah was like, we can't do it tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I remember going to Sarah's shower and I was like, oh, this is my chance. Hey, Sierra, we should do a podcast with Ryan Plummet and we should go talk to them, like, tonight.
Right.
She's like, hey, girls, we're going to the patio. We're going to have a little chat.
Yeah, I freaked out. I was like, I'm going to get fired. I got too drunk yesterday. I'm going to get talked to.
As the plus one, I'm like, I'm so sorry that I have to be in on the meeting that we're in trouble.
That we're in trouble. Like, yeah. Obviously, turned it around. Yeah. Turned it around.
And the fact that we're now not only like, oh, it's been a year, but we're filming a podcast from the retreat.
Yeah. Right.
That's cool.
Full circle moment.
And with the retreat, how what's, we've asked everyone this, so I feel like we have to extend it to Steven. How's the retreat been for you?
That's awesome. I love being, I wish this, you know, maybe not the whole retreat thing, but I wish this group of people got together more and got creatively like banging heads.
I like that a lot.
I did too.
It's cool. I mean, the magic happens. The magic happens. So
it really does.
No, it does.
This whole weekend is just like you said, just like being around like this group of people is, and just ideas and just great energy.
It's been so fun.
And that makes the weekend, you know, like this house can be as dope as it is and the chef can be as amazing as she is, but it's like the people you spend it with. And it's the people that made it this trip for me, for sure.
It's also just like, we were all saying it, like warms our hearts to see you, Ryan, and Ryan, like together hanging out with Mario too, and like my dad, and like just all the
boys are boys.
Yeah.
Speaking of the boys be boys, I think the boys are going to have to take over an episode one day here.
What boys?
Steven and Ryan and Ryan.
So like a takeover episode? Like you got, like with us? Or like
or you guys like replacing us?
Oh, just strictly replace you and... And we could talk about the girls for an episode.
Okay, wait, what
from
if
from the other side?
What if we did an April Fool's episode where we just put them in wigs and had them sit in our spots and like didn't say anything?
They're like, hi, hey. Hello.
Yeah, they're like, that's fun.
That's funny.
But we're talking about it now. So now they're gonna
know. But then they'll just know.
Okay.
If you're seeing this, you'll know.
If you're seeing this, yeah.
You know.
We if should you're seeing that. This, comment a tomato. A tomato emoji.
Well, question, Steven. Did that come into your idea last night when we were filming that TikToks and you guys got so into it? Like, that was the first time I saw all the boys being creative.
You know, also, as someone who listens to the podcast, we learned so much about you girls, but from one perspective.
Oh. So you're trying to get the tea, Steven.
What if I could learn about you girls through another perspective?
Through the eyes of your lovers.
I would not have used those words, but you know, along those lines.
Right. Like, maybe not. Perhaps not.
It's not that. Okay, well, one day. 2023, big things are happening, so anything could happen.
Well, I'm excited that you came. You said really nice things.
So yeah, you did.
So lovely to have
I was
you.
Worried.
You know, there is one hater topic we have to bring up now that we have him here. The bread.
Yeah, you guys need to hash that out.
You guys gotta hash this out.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
Any rational person would agree with me.
Explain what happened.
Let me walk you through.
Okay.
So Paloma and her wonderful boyfriend Ryan traveled over the summer. They went to, where was this, in Singapore?
Singapore.
Yeah. So, you know, Paloma's doing her thing, posting pictures of everything. And she's like, oh, I mean, gee, we waited like a 90-minute line. And it's like, literally it was like Wonder Bread that like had been toasted. It was a good toast. But I saw like Wonder Bread, nice white slice of bread. Toasted, and she's like, I waited 90 minutes for this. And I just commented, I was like, what?
He literally responded, I don't get it. I'm like, Steven, it's on the inside. He's like, well. He's like, next time you guys are in the podcast room, I'm going to bring up some Wonder Bread and some toast for you girls. I was like, incredible.
And you know, and sometimes in life we cling to things that we just choose to hate, and that is what I choose to hate. Just this slice of bread that someone waited 90 minutes in line for.
So when we had the avocado bar, I was like making that toast for Steven. Like I put it on the plate and Steven was like, oh, like from some Singapore.
You can eat it with nothing on it. Like,
yeah.
Steven does nothing if not hold on to a grudge forever.
He'll take one bit and he'll just run with it.
So this little white sliced boring looking piece of bread is what I choose to
roast Paloma on. Yep. Yeah. Now what's the thing that you roast Ryan on?
She doesn't post anything that, you know, she hasn't posted the white slice
of my You're content waiting. Is
I haven't
is,
done
anything.
She hasn't, yeah, you haven't done anything laughable.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not a clown on the internet. You should take me very seriously. Except you should watch my vlogs. No, she's clowning.
Come to my channel. It's the circus.
Yeah.
And what about me? You're
lovely doting wife.
There's so much. I just so much. I just lost track of it all. I don't know what the list. Do you have a diploma? I got the one thing, so I can always bring it up.
Right.
I don't know what the one thing is for you.
You make fun of me a lot for never updating my phone.
Oh, I mean, there's just plenty of.
It's all the technology things. He's so pet peeved constantly of the way I interact with technology,
which is insane.
But that's not unique to me. I think anyone who works with you in any capacity will also find your.
I see some raised eyebrows over there. They disagree. I am up on my technology.
I think you're not to his. I know anyone who's asked, hey, can you sit down on Sierra's desktop and grab this one file? Everyone's gone through that spiritual.
Jade is covering her mouth.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone through that experience.
I think you're complete lack of awareness for where your phone is, and you have multiple. That's really crazy to me. She's like, oh, where's my phone? I'm like, you have 14. Just pick one up.
Just grab any one of them. That's true. That's a big one.
And the car keys.
Oh, yeah. And the car keys. Never knows where
I just lose everything.
Yep. I keep throwing more tiles and,
He has air tags and tiles on both.
And that still don't do it.
She still doesn't know where to. Yep.
I still don't know. Still don't know.
Well,
thank you for joining us, Steven.
A delight.
A delight, truly.
Since we let Mario intro. Was
Mario.
That good?
Mario.
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 Apple.
Mario.
Mario.
You're saying it the way that offends him. Which is the way I always said it, because I thought it was the right way, and I learned that. I was probably offending him the whole time.
I know.
So you got to say, ma, apple, Mary.
Yeah, I hate you, Steve.
I know you do.
Since we let Mario introduce, he gave me the point. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Introduce you as the next guest. Why don't we let you introduce the next guest
who's waiting Ryan?
In the wings. It's Ryan.
Wow. We're going to have two Ryans on set. This is so exciting. Yeah, Ryan, Paloma's boyfriend. Great guy.
Boy Ryan.
Boy Ryan. First.
Well, Ryan, lovely to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's excellent. Bring your boyfriend work day.
Right.
My hands are sweating. So profusely.
Who's right more now? Nervous, you or you?
Honestly, I don't know. This one's very jittery.
She's so giggly.
What are you nervous about?
Yeah, what's
nothing, honey.
I'm like, what could I expose her? Man?
That's
the potential.
Oh my God, yeah, it's so fun. Right?
It's so fun being around the three of you because if anyone doesn't know, these three are roommates. Mm. So the roommate vibes are strong. I feel like I'm in your house.
Oh really?
This is what it's like.
Yes, with the Boba Fett portrait on the wall. Oh wait, no Boba Fett.
We're gonna jump in with the tea?
I think you should talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Let's unpackage that.
All right. So last night we did a white elephant gift exchange.
Right.
I think I was up third. So obviously a very bad pick in the draft. Yeah. So I went for the most aggressive, the biggest present there was. And it was an awesome 3D art picture. Of Boba Fett, jetpack, flames coming out, blaster fully extended.
After the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, yes. He's
got
the
scar on the armor.
In the timeline of the Star Wars, yes, it was after the Sarlacc. And it was just the most, if you move, it's what is it called?
Holographic.
Yeah, holographic. Yeah. So you move, it's like Boba Fett's moving too. It was awesome. But maybe five rounds in, stolen. Mm. Stolen.
Stolen by one, we learned how to say it, Mario.
Wait, but Mario didn't steal it first.
That was the second steal.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was the nail in the coffin.
You were first screwed over by our next guest.
Yes, Ryan.
The arch nemesis, the other Ryan.
Yes. I couldn't believe I was so offended for you.
I need to send you that vlog clip because I filmed it. You looked so mad.
I just couldn't believe.
I'm sure that clip is great because I remember looking over at Ryan. She's like, babe, how could you? You know he wanted that.
I was like, that's your friend. Yeah, why would you do that?
And my mom's next to you going, it's white elephant. That's how it goes. She takes it so seriously.
That's the game.
You can steal it back.
Yeah.
It's honestly inspired me. Maybe I should start looking into 3D Star Wars art. Or I don't know. I feel like it's kind of weird if I personally look for it versus it being gifted to me.
Right. Because then you're like, oh, this old thing? Yeah. Oh, I just had to get it for a white elephant.
Yeah,
right. Versus I went out and bought this.
But for a couple of rounds, you thought that was coming home with you. He had it, he was holding it, showing it off. Which, by the way, during the rounds, I was like, stop showing how cool it is. Because that, lures people in.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. So I was like, hide it. And he looks at me and he's like, I'm going to hang this. I'm this going in the living room. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
So with this being your first, well, this is our first time, not this, like on the podcast, but this trip is our first time meeting. This is kind of your first time being around the team and seeing Paloma's work environment. What are the thoughts? What are the vibes?
You guys work your butt off for sure. Like, you know, like it's not a, like yesterday you guys had like 5-6 hours of like meeting and brainstorming and talking. And like, even in my like regular work day, I don't think I, you know, those are like the biggest days for meeting days in terms of like that kind of stuff. But that's, you know, it's not just pictures and selfies, obviously, but I knew that, but, but like, it's a lot more that goes behind the, you know, so it's pretty cool. It's
How's the senior, your lady working? Like, she working.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't really know. I didn't know, like, the behind the scenes. Don't really know what goes behind, you know, even one TikTok or one Instagram or one episode, too. So yeah, it's really cool to see how the sausage gets made.
Yeah. And you guys, in your boys' TikTok moment, you guys really put some effort in.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
I watched them a little bit, and you guys were giving.
Laying on the pool table, coming up with choreography.
The pool table was my idea. I'm just going to put that out there. We need someone laying here, okay? I got the props out, the sticks. And I had it.
Listen, that's necessary.
Yeah.
That's necessary.
Every good TikTok needs a visionary.
Yeah. Facts.
So do you help P with like filming stuff around the house or anything like that?
Occasionally. I think it started, we've been dating for a few years now, so it started with like her audition tapes and stuff like that, right? So it's been like, you know, I've been reading lines too on the behind the camera.
So you'd be her reader when she would do self tapes?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You really were my reader. That's so true.
I'd be putting my effort into it too. I think a little too much effort.
Yeah, they're like, so the girl in front of the camera,
she's mid, okay.
But the one behind the camera, step up.
Yeah.
He was given the emotions.
Right.
And that's the great thing about you though. Like when you have a great reader to feed off of, and that's the great thing about you. You have such great energy. So as a reader, it was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I had to do like four different people behind it. So like, trying to come up with these stories and accents. Yeah, of course.
He's like filling out a character sheet with the
Which Ryan is not a theater guy, but now I kind of feel like secretly you are, because last night I overheard you and all the boys and all the girls like singing to Pitch Perfect, harmonizing.
Oh man, you're gonna expose me like that, huh?
Yeah,
you guys were really jamming to Pitch Perfect.
No, yeah.
big Pitch Perfect fan.
It's a good movie.
All right, good movie. Respects great harmonies, which. He's honestly a better harmonizer than I am.
Really?
I don't know about that.
It's true, Ryan. I can't hear it. Ask her.
She doesn't know. She can't.
I'm the worst harmonizer.
We have to, when we're in shows together, I have to like drill it with her. I have to be like, okay, this is a harmony. We have to do it over and over and over. And
real life, I know no harmony. So you, when you're like, oh, that's the harmony, I'm like, can you hear that? So they.
Do I harmonize or am I just really low? So it sounds like, yeah. It sounds.
Perhaps. She wouldn't know. She doesn't know.
I wouldn't know.
It all sounds like harmony to her.
Tell me, what has been the most favorite part about this whole retreat?
You know what? I have a new profound love for pickleball. That was my first pickleball experience.
Who'd you play?
Well, me and Mario were on the team, and we played Steven, and I'm blanking.
Right? Oh, Melissa.
But, yeah, okay. And it was awesome. It was,
you know.
Steven in the background, did you win?
No, it was a tight game. We went 10-10. It was down the line. Oh, it was a comeback, by the way. Steven was up like 7-0. Then we came back, and they ended up winning at the last in double overtime. That's the technical term.
Him throwing that in there for laying on the bed, such a hater.
Like in the covers, you guys don't even know what we're looking at, right?
But did you win?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Also, the chef part is pretty freaking cool.
Too. Dude.
Yeah.
Lit. What's your favorite meal that we've had?
Probably the braised beef last night with the mashed potatoes.
So like, good.
It was fire.
So good.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you eat?
It was like a mushroom and carrot thing in like the same sauce with the mashed potatoes. It was so good.
Okay. With those potatoes.
So good.
Yeah, the potatoes.
Yes. Wait, can we talk about the baked potato before those potatoes?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yes. The baked potato bar.
The baked potato
fire.
Bar.
Fire.
So good.
Custom baked potato. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I've never had like a private chef or any kind of experience like this before too, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool too with everyone's like food allergies and preferences. Yeah. Just being able to like not have to like call a restaurant and be like, hey, we need one gluten free, two nut free, one dairy free. Like it's just all amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those things, you know, when people ask like, oh, if you could have like a driver, a housekeeper, or a personal chef.
Personal chef. 100%.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I agree.
What about you? What would you
choose? I don't know. Because I enjoy cooking.
Right. Mm. We've talked about this on the podcast, how you're the cooker.
Yeah. But I like watching Chef Melissa, I feel like it would elevate my cooking a little bit. So, and obviously you don't have a personal chef like every day, right?
Right.
So maybe a mix of both. But you got to put like personal trainer on there too. I feel like that's got to be on like, because I wouldn't mind a personal trainer. That'd be kind of cool.
Right.
I think masseuse.
Oh.
Like a chiropractor. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Honestly, everything. Why can't I have a driver? I want all of it. Soon, one day.
Should we chat a little bit about the fact that you are boy Ryan and girl Ryan? Like, what's that like?
Because you started dating P. You guys met on Hinge, right?
Yes, we did.
So you started dating P. When did it come up? Like, hey, so my best friend is also named Ryan. So she's not changing her name. So you now have to be boy Ryan.
When I met Paloma, Ryan still lived in New York, so it was a very distant problem.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, but then she moved back, and then they ended up moving together, and then it became a more prevalent problem. my name's always been obviously very common, and, you know, and so I've always gone by, like, my last name when it comes to, like, sports growing up and all that kind of stuff, but... it's definitely a little annoying. Like this weekend, it's like Ryan. I'm like, everybody's like, Ryan. Yeah.
Well, and the four of you guys drove up together. So it's Ryan, and Paloma.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has been a couple times that someone goes Ryan and like the three of you look.
We all just look. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to
But
find
it's not bad.
It's honestly not
as bad as you would think that it.
It's funny though.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And it will never not be funny.
Great content.
Great content.
And you always have their attention. Like the three of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's like, do I go by a different name? Am I giving up the battle for to be called Ryan?
Is it like a battle of the Ryans? Yeah. We should do a battle of the Ryans.
It's not a competition. I don't know. I have tried to explain this so many times. It's not a competition. I am literally the one, the only. Period. I'm so sorry. Okay, Ryan, tell us one thing that maybe the viewers or, you know, the people sitting in this room wouldn't know.
Well, Paloma's a burger connoisseur.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Cheeseburgers. And her In-N-Out order. And by the way, you showed me this, and now I don't get it any other way now.
She put me on, too.
Yeah. Double from In-N-Out. Whole grilled onions, chopped chilies.
Yep.
Yes. And that's the way to go.
That's kind of sexy that you said that. I put you on that?
Yeah.
Do we need to leave?
I'm like, should we go? The cameras are rolling. Let's just keep the camera.
Just cut the tapes.
Cut the tapes.
Well, Ryan, it has been so lovely getting to know you this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to continue hanging out with you more.
Yeah.
And I know we're already talking about whispers of a trip with us and the partners.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be super fun.
Yes.
And we'll see you on the pickleback court. I think we should play him.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. After lunch?
Yes. She said pickleback court.
Pickleback?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Isn't that a... thinking about liquor.
You said pickleback.
Pickleball.
That's embarrassing.
Pickleball.
Anyways.
I am so proud to present the third Ryan, who is here also dressed in his ugly sweater matching
with us. Thank you for getting the memo.
Yeah, you came to give.
Yeah.
I try.
And try and Ryan.
Try and Ryan.
And cry and Ryan.
No.
A dynamic duo.
No, I don't want cry and Ryan.
Definitely not lying Ryan.
Definitely not lying Ryan.
Never
lying. Never
lying Ryan. What an iconic boyfriend reveal. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Ryan has a boyfriend. And it's also Ryan.
Yeah.
So the plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Yeah. So now there's, if it wasn't bad enough that there's two, I had to bring in another. You know what I mean?
But I get it. Like, I after meeting you and talking to you this weekend, I'm like, I get why having the same name wasn't a deal breaker. Because you're so awesome. Like, you really are. You're so great. And you guys are so great together.
Thank you.
I'm like, you know, at first I'm like, can he really be that great that it's worth dating someone also named Ryan?
Right.
But it is.
So
and you're
it.
So great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, something rung strong with that name because obviously three around.
No, it's a lot. Well, I like to tell people, I'm like, I actively do not, what is it called? I actually don't like pursue people with the name Ryan actively. Obviously, like, it's a really common name, whatever. And I'm like, I just don't need that in my life. So I acted, and we met on Hinge too, actively. I see a Ryan. I'm like, no, I don't care how hot you are, what you do. It doesn't matter. And he somehow slipped through the cracks. I don't know how.
So that's what I want to know. What was it on his Hinge profile that made you go, you know what? His name's Ryan, but I've got to at least try.
She said, send it.
Send it.
Honestly, this is so, I hate this.
Yes, tell them.
I hate this.
Because you messaged me first.
Oh my God.
Let's spill the tea.
I hate it here. No, let's not.
It's piping hot.
It's piping hot. Honestly, I was like, he's so cute. And he has like a great smile. And I was like, fuck.
Oh. And what was it that made you? Because also, we only talk about it from your perspective. Mm. You're also named Ryan.
Yes.
And so you also saw Ryan on the Hinge profile. And you said, you know what? I don't care.
Right.
Honestly, I saw her name and I was like, wow, this is spelled so much cooler than my name.
That's true.
So I'm like, the person's got to be just as cool too. If not cooler, and she was.
She delivered.
Aww.
That's sweet.
But I will say this trip here with the three Ryans the bit going on, I think I'm gunning for the main Ryan. So in the comments, let me know. Let everyone know if you think I deserve to be the main Ryan. And then there's the other Ryan.
What is going on?
That's what I would like to.
I hope you viewers are shook because I'm shaking.
No,
I'm quaking.
Wow.
Main Ryan.
I thought I would come. I said, I'm going to come away from this weekend with a nickname for you that differentiates you from the Ryans. But I've realized it's Ryan's Ryan.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I love that there's Ryan, boy Ryan, and Ryan's Ryan.
Does Ryan's Ryan go both ways?
No.
Because Ryan's Ryan?
No.
I mean, Ryan goes both ways, but Ryan's Ryan goes only for Ryan.
If you were to go hang out with his friends, would they refer to you as the Ryan's Ryan?
No, you would just be Ryan.
Yeah, I'm just Ryan.
But that also is less complicated because I assume you don't have a roommate who's also named Ryan.
I do not, luckily.
Yeah, so
right.
Thankfully,
I know. Delusion. Sure. My sister was like, you guys are like a band. It's like Paloma and the Ryans. And I was like,
yes.
I'm kind of with it.
I kind of love it.
We can make a great band. We have your boyfriend, Ryan.
Right.
Great low voice singer. We already established crazy the on the harmonies.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
Yes. And then you can be the other harmonizing singer because Paloma is going to be the lead singer. So she doesn't have to harmonize anything.
The melody.
I have to be the melody. I'm so sorry.
Then, and then I'll just be doing the thing.
The sound. Vibe
I can drum.
Okay.
Can
period.
Keys a little bit.
I think we need to like take a picture, like the four of us. It's like Paloma in front, and then it's like the three
the
of us.
Yes.
And put it on a shirt.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
That'd be so funny.
That's
be
so awesome. Funny.
I love
Paloma
that.
And the Ryans.
Paloma and the Ryans. So I don't want to grill you too much. I really don't. So I'm holding back here. Just
please.
So you know.
Okay.
But tell us a little bit about the relationship. How to get started? How's it going? Your first time being around the work environment?
So we actually met on Hinge a long time ago, like over a year ago, and we started hanging out and became good friends and was kind of more of a casual relationship. And then I think both of us, we kind of went our separate paths for a little bit, trying to do our own things. And then after some time, we kind of just like naturally circled our way back to each other, tried the casual thing a little bit, and it kind of immediately turned into like, what are we doing here? Like, let's try to maybe make something real that we can build upon, like an actual relationship. And it was either like, let's not do it or let's do that. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do the relationship. So
you were like full send.
He's full send.
Yeah.
So that's been a few months of that. And it's been really awesome. Honestly, it was a little not even shaky. I'd say just kind of weird to like go from like the casual relationship, how it used to be, to a real relationship. And like, I think our communication was awesome about that. And
probably because you guys had been friends for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it wasn't like you're learning all of these things about each other while you're trying to pursue a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You've learned the things and now you just get to try pursuing the relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to put on a facade or anything. We were just able to be really real with each other, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So
that was a great answer.
Thanks,
I was she's worrying. Blushing.
She's clenching her asshole.
Dude, I know she is. Asshole is clenched. I'm not that I was worried, but I was like,
you were worried.
What like, what are you going to say? You know what I mean?
I was really excited to meet you this weekend. And I have very high standards for Ryan as my friend. And, like, I just expect the world for her. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty immediately, like, impressed by you and pretty immediately, like, saw what a good match you guys are. And it's been, like, really fun to watch this weekend.
The coupling couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I kind of my like some of my personality is like, oh, yeah, like I'm single. Like I'm the fun auntie. Like I'm just going to be single forever. And like, ha, 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 which is still the vibe. Obviously, like. Still the vibe.
Yeah.
Still like the cool auntie so, vibe.
And you participate in the vibe. That's what I love.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the fun friend gets in a relationship, they're they not lose fun their anymore. Spark.
Yeah.
And you, spark needs you ignite the spark.
Yes.
You guys are sparking together.
Yes. The sparks are flying.
They're flying.
Flying. Fly high. Yeah. And I was worried that like me getting into a relationship was kind of going to like mess up what like the bit that we all had, which was like, oh yeah, like Ryan's like single and rowdy and like, whatever, and you know, you had your long-term boyfriend and you're married and have babies and everything. So it was like, I was like, damn, I'm really like gonna fuck this up for us. Like, but it's been great. Obviously, like this is the reveal. I can reveal him on my vlog channel as well. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been really exciting. I'm not like a mushy-gushy person. I don't really enjoy that, but I've been very feeling mushy-gushy vibes.
I was gonna say, I've been feeling a lot of mushy-gushy. I feel like it gives off the non-mushy-gushy, but... Yeah. Actually, very
mushy. It is very
mushy
gushy. Oh. Yes. Yes, it's a facade.
What's it been like for you, P, watching this relationship?
I absolutely love it. Like seeing her so happy and someone who compliments her, just so lovely. Like they bring out the greatness of each other. Like, honestly, you know, when, and I, like, as Sierra said, as my friend here, I'm like, all right, let's see who she's going to bring. Mm-hmm. But honestly, meeting you, I felt so comfortable. So, and it feels like you fit right in. And that's something you want. That's that's like that little nugget, you know?
Like you're one of us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
One of us.
One of us. Exactly. And that's right. That's it right
there. Look, he's wearing the sweater.
I mean, come on. I think I really felt that with you specifically when I came over to y'all's house one night and y'all were just drinking, singing musicals. And I'm oh, let me hop in and start singing along.
Yeah.
And it was a really fun night. So.
Yeah. Even though your name is Ryan, I'm collecting Ryan's.
Yeah, I gotta go. Totally. Paloma's like, all right, Ryan's, we gotta go. And it's just us.
All right.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. So, since being here at the retreat in Palm Springs, what has been your favorite thing of the retreat? Also, like, are you just having fun? Like, what are the vibes?
Oh, yeah. So much fun at the retreat. There's, first off, when you sent me, hey, do you want to come to this retreat? I was like, you started with the link and I clicked through the house and I was like,
I'm there.
Oh, right. My gosh. Yeah, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, even from the moment when we've gotten here, it's just been awesome. Like, everything's been so fun. The vibes, the people, the food, the place, the amenities. It's just all been super fun, and even being able to see you in your world has been, like, super fun. Like, obviously, we've done the things where we're, like, helping, taking pictures when we go out or doing stuff, and, like, obviously, like, that's part of the job, but, like, actually seeing you with your crew and your team doing stuff is really special. It feels like, oh, this is what you're building and, like, creating with the team, and I feel like that's, like, where the magic is, and so it's exciting to see you do your thing with all your buddies.
He's like, that's my baby.
Doing it.
Oh.
And yeah, the retreat's been super fun. I love the house. I love how we have to like climb up a mini mountain to get into the hot tub.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the basketball hoop. The food has been incredible.
Yes.
The baked potato bar, by far my favorite.
That was your favorite?
Very good. But also like the desserts, the creme brulee was smacking. So enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
I missed out on the drones. I don't know where I was. So, but I brought mine too. So we're gonna have to fly it.
All three of our partners brought their drones.
Yeah. So they're gonna play drones later today.
We were like, the girls are working. Go play with your airplanes.
Go get play with your toys.
Yeah.
Don't really know what play drones. I guess we can play tag or something. see how that works out. But we'll try to play drones today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. Sure it was a little intimidating coming into this and not knowing how much we were going to grill you, but I hope we didn't go too spicy on you.
No, I had a blast being on here.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and you know me. I've got to get a little mushy. Thank you for making my friend so happy.
Aw, you're welcome. Thank you for having us here and mentioning that other trip.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm just like, so,
we so have there's a trip.
To. No, we are.
We have to. That we would be so,
so
fun.
Down.
Be
so
I agree.
So lit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of 20 Whatever. We had so much fun. Obviously, I kind of want this to be the regular routine. I just want to interview all of our
even team. Having the audience, honestly.
No, like, I know. We having literally, like, there's people awesome. Watching us. I thought that was going to make me nervous, but it did not. It only helped.
Just more vibes.
Yes, yes.
And we are going to go down the water slide and eat some good food, play some
pickleback.
Make sure to subscribe on YouTube, like this video if you liked it, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.